你好。
How are you?
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
I don't know too much more Chinese after that.
我已经到了我中文程度的极限。
Thank you, Pastor Caleb, for inviting me to be here.
谢谢凯蒂牧师邀请我到这里来做你们的讲员。
Thank you for welcoming me and my wife to this church.
也谢谢你们欢迎我跟我的妻子两个到你们这里来。
And as I look into your faces, I see God's blessing on China.
当我看到你们的脸孔的时候，
God loves,
我看见神在中国人中间的祝福。
He loves the people of China.
他爱中国人。
He not only sent his son to die for you,
他不只是把他的独生爱子为你为我而死。
He sent many missionaries to die on your land for you.
他也为你们送了许许多多的宣教士到世界各地。
And our God loves the Muslims.
我们的主同样的爱这些穆斯林的人。
Even the ones who are terrorizing the world, like in Paris.
甚至于包括这些在这些恐怖分子，好像在巴黎发生的事件一样。
He did not create them to become terrorists.
他并没有把他们造成一个成为恐怖者。
But Satan has used Islam to deceive them.
但是撒旦用了回教变成他的器皿。
And so they're trapped in a system of lie.
所以穆斯林成为这两个中间的一个牺牲者。
In a religion of hatred.
在一个充满了恨的这样子的信仰当中。
And so these terrorists kill to please their God.
这些恐怖分子他们去杀戮是为了要让他们所谓的上帝能够得到欢喜。
But our God is a God of love.
但是我们的神是一个爱的神。
He doesn't tell us to kill.
他没有要我们去杀人。
Actually, he gave up his life for us.
而他把他自己的生命献给我们。
That's the difference between Allah and the God of Christianity.
这就是阿拉跟我们基督教所信的主的不同。
So this morning I want to share from my life, from my family's journey, and from Scripture.
今天早上我要用我以前的经历和圣经上的教导来跟大家分享。
And may God bless us as we hear from His Word.
愿我们听见神的话和神的作为的时候，我们众人都得到他的祝福。
So let me share. Let's see. Next slide. Growing up in America, sometimes we think life in America should be very peaceful.
我们在美国长大的人会觉得这个国家是充满了和平。
That we want to build a house next to a pond.
我们想要把我们的房子盖在一个湖边。
And retire and have easy life.
然后在那边退休的时候有一个很美好的日子。
But there's a problem.
但是有一个问题。
If we put an empty bottle of water in the middle of the pond, what happens?
假如我们把一个空瓶子丢在水池里面，会发生什么事呢？
Next day, when I go back to that same pond,
当我回到那个同样的池塘的时候，
the bottle is not there anymore.
那瓶子不见了。
Next slide.
I don't know what happened. Is it open? Is it open?
It's that bottle goes to the edge of the lake with other trash.
那么那个瓶子可能跟其他的垃圾一起飘到了湖的某一边。
And that's what can happen to our lives here in America.
就好像我们的生活一样。
Next slide.
Sorry about
that. We start listening to the voice of the world.
我们开始去听这世界上的声音。
And they would say, you have been successful, you have good Ivy League degree, you can buy a home like this.
那个声音可能说，哦，你是非常成功的人，你在这个常春藤的盟校里面毕业，你值得，你配得这样一个美丽的房子。
Next slide. Or a really nice car.
或者是开一个非常豪华的轿车。
I just like Porsche. That's why I have it up there.
I don't.
Next slide. Or make secure investments with leftover money.
或者是你有很多的钱，你就把它放在华尔街去投资。
But that's not from God.
但是上帝不是这样教我们的。
God says to invest in His kingdom, not on this world.
神要我们把我们的投资投在他的国度里面，不是世界上的这个国度。
And next slide. And the longer we live in America,
我们在美国生活的越久，
we start raising our children like the other people do.
我们把我们的孩子带大，就好像其他的人一样。
And I know this doesn't happen in Chinese church.
You sure? 我希望在中国的教会里面不是这样子的。
But in my Korean church in Virginia,
但是在我的韩国教会, 在Virginia的那个韩国教会,
when we came back from the mission field,
当我们从, 宣教的场合回来的时候,
some of my friends, I didn't see them on Sundays.
那么有许多人到了礼拜天, 我没有看见他们。
Because they're taking their children to volleyball games or soccer games on Sunday morning.
因为在礼拜天的上午, 他带他的孩子们去参加学校的这些运动。
And so their children and the family, they miss Sunday service.
所以他的孩子们和他的家人们就忘记了要参加主日的崇拜。
Because they want their children to get the sports scholarship.
因为他要他们的孩子们能够得到这个运动的奖学金。
And slowly we're listening to the voice of the world.
慢慢慢慢的我们听见这世界的呼声。
Following Jesus Christ is not like living by a peaceful pond.
跟随耶稣跟活在一个 很平静的湖边是不一样的。
It's like going into the river.
而像是到一个水,一个河边。
Next slide. And so we want to pay attention to what the Bible has to say to us today. Otherwise, we will drift away.
所以我们要仔细的、用心的来听在圣经上今天所教导我们的话。 不然的话,我们可能会随波逐流。
Next slide. So we will read from Ezekiel 47, 1 through 9. Turn in your Bibles.
好,今天我们做一个平常不一样的尝试,我们要一起来读圣经,请你们打开你们的圣经,以西结书47章,我们从第一节读到第九节。 我想大部分的人都有圣经。 我们可不可以同声的来念第一节到第九节，以西结书47章，以西结书。好，翻到了，我们一起来读，我们一起来同声来念。他带我回到殿门，殿门的门槛下有水往东流出，这水从槛下由殿的右边。 在祭坛的南边往下流，第二节，他带我出北门，又领我从外边转到朝门的外门，见水从他右边流出，他手拿着绳往东出去的时候，量了一千轴，使我淌过水，水到了子谷，他又量了一千轴，使我淌过水，水就到齐。 再量了一千轴，使我淌过水，水便倒腰，又量了一千轴，水便成了河，使我不能淌过，因为水势涨起，成为可浮的水，不能淌的河。他对我说：“人子啊，你看见了什么？”他就拉我回到河边。我回到河边的时候，见在河这边与那边的岸上。 有极多的树木，他对我说：“这水往东方流去，必下到亚拉巴，直到海。所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变甜。这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，便请因这流出来的水，必有极多的鱼，海水也变甜了。这河水所到之处。” 百物都必生活。
Amen. Ezekiel had a vision.
以西结见到异象。
He goes into the river that starts from the temple of God.
他从神的圣殿那边开始走到河里。
And he follows a man deeper and deeper into this river.
他跟着一个人带着他走到河里面更越来越深的地方。
And this is a special river.
这是一个特别的一条河。
It brings life wherever it goes.
这是一条生命之河。
Dead things come to life.
让活死去的都能够复活。
That river is like our Lord Jesus Christ.
这条河象征着我们的耶稣基督。
Wherever he goes,
他所到之处。
And so, next slide. I want to make a few points.
我这边要跟大家分享几点。
When we follow Jesus Christ only ankle deep, we still have control over our lives.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们只让这个水深到我们的膝盖的话，好像我们还能够控制我们自己的生命。
We come to church for 20 years.
我们到了教会可能不止20年了。
But we don't want to surrender everything in our life to Jesus.
但是我们不愿意把所有的都献给耶稣。
And we just want to stay ankle deep.
我们只愿意让水浸到我们的膝盖而已。
But the deeper we follow Jesus into the river,
但是我们更深的一步一步的跟随耶稣的时候
the less control we have of our lives.
我们渐渐的我们就不是去自己来控制我们自己的生命
the more we give up,
我们奉献我们献出来的更多
and God starts having more control over our future.
上帝就更加的能够掌管我们的生命。
But wherever the river takes us,
不管这个河带我们到哪里去
there's abundant life.
那里有丰盛的生命。
Next slide.
下一张。
So I want to talk about going in ankle deep.
所以我这边要跟大家来分享到从脚裸子那样上来的水。
Next slide.
下一张。
And so the first thing we do when we come to Christ is to join a church.
Our church.
That's your church.
所以当我们来的时候我们到一个教会这好像是我们的教会
To worship with other believers
与其他的人一同的来敬拜
To join a Sunday school class
来上主日学
Or small group
或者是小组查经
Next slide And to start reading the Bible
我们开始读圣经
Because it's a relationship between us and God
因为这是代表我们跟神之间的关系
Next slide And start learning how to give to the Lord
我们开始学习怎么样把我们有的奉献给神。
Because God blessed us with our health and our job.
因为神的祝福让我们有健康的身体，有好的工作。
And as thankfulness, we want to give back to Him 10%.
因着谢谢他，我们把我们的十分之一奉献给他。
And I trust that everyone here is already doing this.
我相信你们每一位都是十一奉献的实行者。
Amen.
Amen.
Next slide. And then outside of the church, you want to be reaching out to people who are lost.
但是在我们教会墙的四周四围之外，有许多需要我们去帮助的人。
So this is an Asian couple. They live in Virginia.
这是一对东方人，他们住在弗吉尼亚州。
Once a month.They prepare a big soup and they take it to the homeless shelter.
每一个月他们都预备一个很大的一锅的汤带到一个无家可归的人所住的地方去。
They're Asian American, so they made chili.
他们是在美国的这个东方人，所以他们做美国的食物叫 chili.
But I'm sure you can take dumpling.
我相信如果你带你们的饺子去的话也一样的受欢迎
So they fed 30 people that night
那天晚上他们供应了30个人的食物
And my wife joined them
我的妻子和我跟他们参加他们的这个事工
Next slide
下一张
And my wife met this Muslim woman and her son
我的妻子遇见这一位穆斯林的女士和她的儿子
She was homeless
他们两个都是没有家的
And so my wife invited her to learn English at ESL class.
所以我的妻子就邀请他们到我们教会参加我们教会的这个英文班来学英文。
Next slide. And she was one of our students.
她是我们的一个学生。
In 3 months, she became a Christian.
3个月之后，她变成了基督徒。
And she was baptized in our church.
她在我们的教会里面受洗。
And you know what she said to my wife?
她对我妻子说了什么，你知道吗？
She said, "You are a reflection of your God."
她说你是你的上帝的导引。
When I had nothing, you loved me.
当我们什么都没有的时候，你爱我们。
My people, the Muslims, we hate each other.
但是我们这些穆斯林，我们彼此相恨。
I want to become a follower of your God.
我愿意成为你们的神的跟随者。
Next slide. And for our ESL students, we had this international Easter banquet.
所以我们的英文班的同学，我们到了这个复活节的时候，我们有一个很大的宴会，像这样子。
400 people came from 33 different nations.
400多人，30多个不同的国家。
Just imagine in this church, you can have 500 people from 50 different nations.
你可以想象得到，假如像这样子的一个教会，你可能有500人以上，有50个不同的国家来。
Next slide. She is one of our heroes of today.
她是我们今天的一个hero。
The woman on the left, she's director of ESL Center in Florida.
在左边的那一位是我们的英文部的校长。
Next slide. She has 300 students in her ESL school.
在她的英文班里面有300个学生。
Next slide. In 15 years, 1,000 people came to Christ.
在15年的时间，有1,000人信主。
More than half are Muslims.
是超过我们的穆斯林的人数的一半。
I don't know of any church in America that has brought 500 Muslims in 15 years.
我可以斗胆的这么说，我不知道在美国有任何的教会能够在15年当中带了500个穆斯林信主。
But this is what God can do through ministries like ESL.
但是从英文班来说，上帝用了这一个侍奉。
Next slide. My wife and I, we also go to the local county jail to lead Bible study for men and women.
我的妻子跟我也到这个当地的一些监狱里面去带他们查经。
And during the last 2 years, we've had 10 men come to Christ. 2 of them are Muslims.
在过去的这段时间里面，我们有10个人信主，其中2个是穆斯林。
And 15 women come to Christ, and 3 were Muslims.
15个女士成为基督徒。
And in the prison, our Bible study is 2 hours long.
我们在监狱里面跟他们一起查经的时候，我们的时间是2个小时。
They're not going anywhere, so they don't mind how long it is.
他们无地可去，也不在乎时间的长短。
Some of you, God is calling you. Will you go to the prison to teach the Bible?
你有感觉到神在这样呼召你，你愿意去这些监狱里面与他们一同查经吗？
Next slide. Now I want to talk about going knee deep.
现在我们来看一看，假如说水涨到
Now the water is stronger.
水开始有力量。
You begin to lose control over your life.
你渐渐可能走你自己的路，觉得会摇晃。
You're beginning to give up more and more things. To the Lord.
你必须要更加的仰望上帝。
Next slide. And one of the things that God taught me when I first got my job was to give him the entire salary.
当我开始信主奉献的时候，神教导我的是要把我所有的一切都奉献给主。
Because in this verse, God says, bring me the first fruit of all your crop.
这一段圣经告诉我们说，要一切出熟的土产。
I'm not a farmer.
我不是一个农夫。
I worked 10 years as an electrical engineer.
我10年的时间是做一个电机工程师。
But when I got my first job, I gave the entire first check to the Lord.
当我拿到我第一张我的薪水支票的时候，我把它全数给了我们的上帝。
And so for the young people who are in college, when you get your first job, say, God, you gave me this skill, this knowledge. I want to give you the first fruit.
所以当我们年轻人去工作的时候，你会不会像上帝这样的祷告说：“主啊，你祝福我，给了我这样子的技能，能够有这个工作，我要把我出熟的果子献给你。”
Next slide. And then you can go on short-term mission.
你可以去参加短宣。
To see what God is doing in other parts of the world.
你可以看见神在世界各种不同的地方所做的工作。
And so if you have not gone on short-term mission yet, sign up the next time and say, God, what are you doing in China? What are you doing in Ecuador?
假如你从来没有去过这个短宣的话，我希望你下一次你就可以开始去考虑，你要不要去中国？ 要不要去萨尔瓦多？
Use me for your kingdom.
主啊, 求你用我为你的国度。
Next slide. So, my wife and I, after we paid off our student loan, we went to the seminary.
当我妻子跟我把我们的 上大学的借款统统付完了之后, 我们就去印度做了短宣。
And then during seminary, while we still had our children, we decided to go to India for 3 months.
那么当我们在神学院的时候，那时候我们已经有孩子了，我们决定去印度三个月的短宣。
And next slide. We didn't have washing machine there, so our boys became our washing machine.
所以我们没有洗衣机，所以我的孩子们在印度那个地方就帮我们用脚来洗衣服。
Next slide. But it was there that our daughter Karis, she was 1 year old, she got very sick.
那个时候我们一岁大的女儿 在那个时候变得非常病得很严重。
And for 1 week, she had a temperature over 104 degrees.
一个礼拜的时间，她的体温高过104度。
And my wife is a pharmacist, and we took all these medicine from America. Nothing was helping.
虽然我的妻子是一个药剂师，我们带了许多美国的药，但是没有一副药是有用的。
And my daughter had bumps on her head.
我的女儿的头上长了包。And
it smelled like her head was rotting.
闻起来好像头腐烂了。And
so my wife and I, we started fasting and praying.
所以我的妻子跟我就禁食祷告。And
I said to God, why don't you take my life? Don't take my daughter's life.
我跟神说，你可以，主啊，你可以拿去我的生命，不要拿去我的生命。
I'm the one who made the decision to go to India.
我做了这个到印度来的决定。
Why is this happening to my daughter?
为什么会在发生在我的女儿身上？
And as a father, I was thinking, God, it's better for you to take her life than for her to be damaged, brain damaged.
我对神说，我宁可失去她，而不愿意让她的头脑受到伤害。
What if she becomes paralyzed for the rest of her life? What kind of quality of life would she have?
假如说她从此就残废了的话，她这一生的日子该怎么过？
And those of us as parents, we know we struggle when our children are sick.
你我都明白，当我们的孩子们生病的时候，我们心里面的那种挣扎。And
my wife and I, we kept praying and asking God for healing.
我的妻子跟我不断地在神面前祷告，求神医治。And
after 1 week, we met a local Indian doctor.
一个礼拜之后，我们再碰到一个印度的医生。
He heard our conversation when we were talking to our friends, our doctor friends in America.
那么他听见我们跟美国的这医生在的绘画。
And he said to us, I think I know something, what's wrong with your daughter?
他告诉我们说, 我知道你的女儿是生什么病。
And he took out his stethoscope and listened to her lungs.
他听了她的胸。
And he said, there's an infection in her lungs.
他说在她的肺里面有发炎。
And so he quickly gave her a couple shots.
他给她打了几针。
And within 2 days, the fever went down.
2天以后, 烧就退了。
And Karis was healed.
那么他就后来就 Next slide. 恢复了。
And that's where Jesus taught me the lesson.
这就是耶稣教我的工作。
That he has all authority in heaven and on earth.
他说这天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
That's why he can send us to the ends of the earth.
所以为什么他能够把我们送到地球的末极？
So God has preserved my daughter's life.
神保守了我女儿的生命。
And her brain was not too greatly damaged.
Not too greatly. 她的脑筋可能没有受很严重的伤害。
Because she's studying at Princeton University right now.
她现在正在普林斯顿大学做学生。
All our three children, they received full scholarship in the universities.
我的三个孩子, 每一个人都拿到全额的奖学金。
My daughter wants to be a missionary one day.
我的女儿希望有一天能够成为宣教士。
And guess where she wants to go?
你知道她想要去哪里吗?
India.
印度。
The very country that wanted to take her life.
就是那一个她在那边生了极重的病,几乎丧失生命的那个国家。
She wants to be a pediatrician to that country.
她要到那个国家去做一个小儿科的医生。
Next slide. Now, I want to talk about going waist deep.
现在我要跟大家讲到的是那个水已经涨到了你的腰。
Now you're giving up more and more of your future, of your comfort.
你开始把你更多的你前面你所想象的道路能够交给神来掌管。
Next slide. So now we sold everything and we go to Central Asia.
所以我们变卖所有到了中亚。
And we lived there for 10 years.
我们在那边活了10年。
We learned the local languages.
我们学了当地的语言。
We learned how to dress like them, how to eat like them.
我们学会了他们的衣着，学会了他们的食，用他们的吃他们的食物。
And for my children, they said, "Oh, we're gonna miss McDonald's and Chuck E. Cheese."
所以我的孩子们就说，我们非常想念我们的麦当劳。
And for my wife, she had to learn how to be a homeschool teacher.
我的妻子要学习怎么样做一个家里面的老师来教孩子。
The next slide. But by God's grace, over 120 Muslims came to Christ.
感谢神，超过120个穆斯林的人。
And we were able to start 4 house churches.
我们能够开始有4个家庭的聚会。
Next slide. But during that time, when some of our Muslim friends became Christians, they were persecuted.
但是那个时候的穆斯林，他们信主以后就受到迫害。
And in Uzbekistan, usually the parents will throw them out of the house.
通常的他们的父母会把他们赶出家门。
And their employers, their bosses will fire them because they became Christians.
那么他们失去他们的工作，因为他们成了基督徒。
So my family and I, we had to pray and ask God for wisdom.
所以我们在家里面就向神祷告，求神赐给智慧。
And with our mission agency, every year our family was allowed to go to Thailand for retreat for 2 weeks.
每一年我们的差会可以让我们每一年有2个星期到泰国去这个退休。
But when persecution came to our brothers and sisters,
当这些迫害临到我们的弟兄姐妹身上的时候,
we decided not to go every year, but every 3 years.
我们决定不要每一年去，而是每3年去一次。
And we saved up about $5,000 to $10,000.
这样子我们可以存下来5000到10000块钱。
And then we started opening businesses for our local believers.
我们开始开一个店子来帮助我们当地的信徒。
We bought a copy machine, a Xerox machine for one of our believers so she can have a copy center.
我们为我们其中有一位买了一个影印机，让他可以从影印机上做一些生意。
And the next slide, and we bought computers and opened up a computer center.
我们也买了一些电脑，开始一个电脑的一个中心。
And we hired some local believers as staff.
我们也聘了当地的一些基督徒来帮忙。
So God taught us how to share our life with our house church believers.
神教导我们怎么样能够在我们的生活能够与别人来分享，不是说只给我们自己。
Next slide. Next slide. And the Bible tells us, same thing in Acts chapter 4, time to time the believers would sell properties to support one another.
就像圣经里面告诉我们说, 所相信的人将自己的田产房屋卖了，把所卖的银钱来放在使徒的面前，来救济穷人，照个人所需的分给个人。
I don't know if any of you are planning on going to a cruise.
我不知道你们有没有人想要在你未来的时候去这样子一个豪华的游轮去度假。
But perhaps as a family, you can decide this year we won't go to Bahamas. We will stay in Massachusetts.
也许你会说，也许今年我们不去了，我们今年就留在家里面。
And save up that money and bless a refugee family.
而把这个省下来的钱来救助一些难民。
Or someone in this church who is going through medical crisis.
或者是教会里面有些什么人的家庭里面有一些医疗的需要。
So then we can help each other.
所以我们能够彼此帮助。
Next slide. I want to talk about this young Chinese-American couple, ABC.
这是在美国生长的中国人。
And they work for Apple and Eli Lilly, really good American companies.
他们是苹果牌电脑在中国的工作，那个分公司的工作人员。
And they were in Shanghai for 4 years.
他们在上海有4年的时间。
And about 40 Chinese young people came to Christ through them.
因着他们那边的事工，有超过40位中国人能够信主。
And maybe God is asking some of you, if you work for Apple or IBM, you can take a position in another country.
假如你们有人是在苹果或者是IBM里面工作，一些有名的电脑公司工作的话, 你可能可以申请要求到一些别的地方去。
And bring people into God's kingdom.
在那些国家里面能够领人归主。
Next slide. One of our disciples, he was a Tajik Muslim.
我们其中有一位门徒，他原来是一个穆斯林。
He and I got arrested during the Bible study.
当我们两个人一起在那边读圣经的时候，我们被抓起来了。
I was kicked out of that country in 2006.
2006年的时候，我被踢出那个国家。
But he stayed and he took over our house church.
但是他们留下来，他们接收了，接管了，接收了我们的那个。
Every year, the KGB will arrest him at least once.
每一年，那个俄国苏联人的那个情报组织会把他们抓起来一次。
Just to let him know, we are watching you.
就是告诉他说，哎，我天天都在看你。
He is married now and has 3 beautiful girls.
他已经结婚了，有3个女儿。
And God is putting on his heart, I want you to go to Western China, Xinjiang, to the Uyghur Muslims.
可能神在你心中有一个负担，让你愿意去中国的西部到新疆的地方，去向那边的回族人传福音。
This past summer, he went on a short-term mission to Urumqi, and in 2 weeks, 12 Muslims came to Christ.
就是这一对夫妇，这一对牧师夫妇，他们就去了，那么一个暑假的时间，引领了12个人归主。
He and his wife, they're preparing for missions in the future.
他们很愿意成为未来的神的宣教士。
Next slide. So these are the people that he's going to go to.
这就是他们要去做宣教的地方的人。
I am meeting some Uyghur Muslims in America.
What is a Uyghur Muslim?
Wayward. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
所以你们都听见了啊。 我们愿意在这个国家碰到一些维吾尔族的这个穆斯林。And
I meet them in Chinatown in D.C.
我们在华盛顿 D.C. 的那个唐人街碰到他们。Because
many of them, they speak Mandarin.
因为很多人他们能够讲国语。So
they come to America and they don't speak English well.
他们到美国来英文不熟。But
they speak Mandarin, so they are living in Chinatown.
他们能够讲普通话，所以他们就活在唐人街。
You can start reaching out to the Uyghur Muslims.
你跟我可以在这种地方向他们传福音。
So that they don't join the ISIS.
所以他们不会参加这个伊斯兰的那个恐怖分子。
But they join your church.
而反而成为教会的一份子。
Love of Jesus Christ can help us to overcome fear.
我们爱主我们的神能够胜过我们的恐惧。
Next slide. Now I want to talk about going so deep it's over our head.
我现在要讲的是已经到了一个程度，已经超过我们的头顶的河水。
Now you're just floating with the river wherever God takes you.
你必须要在水里面飘，让这个水带你所要去的地方。
Next slide. So this young man, he lives in Virginia.
这个年轻人他活在 Virginia。
And at age 40 years old, he was divorced And he wanted to get married again, but no one wanted to marry him.
他40岁了，离婚了，想要再婚，但是没有人愿意嫁给他。
And just this past year, he went to El Salvador on a short-term mission.
过去的这一年，他到了萨尔瓦多去参加一个短宣队。
The next slide. And he fell in love with the gang people.
他与这些gang people.
And somehow they wanted to hear his testimony.
这些人很喜欢听刚才我们讲的那个年轻人所做的见证。
And he heard the voice of God saying, I want you to go and be a missionary to them.
他听到神对他声音说，我要你成为这些人的宣教士。
Next slide. So when he came back to America, he sold everything.
所以他回到美国之后，他就变卖了所有。
He sold his house, and he's taking all his money to El Salvador.
他把他所有的都卖了，包括他的房子，然后他就带着他所有的钱财回到萨尔瓦多。
And he's going to die there.
他说我要死在那个地方。
And you know what? He met another single missionary woman in that country, and they're going to get married.
他在那边碰到另外一个女士，是一个宣教士，他们就预备要结婚了。
Next slide. The very first missionary to Korea is Reverend Thomas.
第一个到韩国来的宣教士，他的名字叫 Robert Thomas, Reverend Thomas, Thomas, 牧师。
Actually, in 1863, he went to China as a missionary.
1863年的时候，他先到中国做宣教士。
He went with his wife.
他跟他的妻子一起去。
They were only married 6 months.
他们只是结婚以后六个月，他们就到了中国。
Within the first few months, his wife got sick and she died.
几个月之内，他的妻子就过世了。
And Reverend Thomas was heartbroken.
那么 Thomas, 牧师他的心都碎了。
And for 3 years, he was going through recovery. God, what do I do?
他三个月的时间用在寻求神继续的旨意上。
And his missionary friend told him, maybe you should have a new start. Go to Korea. There's no missions over there.
他的朋友，他的宣教士的朋友跟他说，也许你要从头开始，那到韩国去吧，因为那边没有宣教士。
And so he came to Pyongyang.
他就到了平壤。
With a bunch of Bibles.
拿了很多的圣经。
And right in the Pyongyang, they cut off his head.
就在平壤的地方，他们把他斩首。
That's how my people received the first missionary to my country. We cut off his head.
这就是我们韩国人当年第一个到我们韩国来的宣教士，他为主的缘故丧失了他的生命。
But this is what Jesus said. When you lay down your life, you'll have much fruit.
这就是耶稣所说的，假如你放下你的生命，你就会结出许多的果子来。
He's saying, if you try to save your life, you won't have much fruit.
他说，假如你想要救你的生命，你不会多结果子。
And next slide. So this is what God did. The person, the executioner of this missionary, he became a Christian. His son and his nephew became Christians.
所以把这个Thomas牧师斩首的那个行刑者，他自己后来变成了基督徒，他的儿子也变成了基督徒。
And the captain who told this man to be executed, he became a Christian.
那个船长，他告诉这个执行者说，你把他头砍下来的那个船长，后来也变成了基督徒。
And he started a house church.
那他开始有个家庭的聚会。
And that later that house church became so large, they had to destroy his house and build a huge building.In the same place.
因为人越来越多，他必须要把他的房子拆了，重新建一个新的房子，来让这些人聚会。
Next slide. Reverend Thomas was not the only missionary who came and gave up their lives.
Thomas 牧师不是第一，并不是，虽然是第一个，但是不是唯一一个为主牺牲生命的。
In Seoul, Korea, there is a missionary for foreign, a cemetery for foreign missionaries.
在汉城。南韩的首都有一个地方是专门让这个外国宣教士葬身的地方。
There are over 200 missionaries buried in that place.
有超过200个宣教士，他们的坟墓就在那里。
And even after they died, fathers, mothers, children died, they still kept coming.
虽然父母
I would not be here if it weren't for those missionaries who came to die on our country.
今天假如不是这些宣教士的关系, 我不可能站在你们的面前。
Next slide. One of the first missionary doctors, he came to our country.
这是一个初期的一个医生，也是到韩国的一个宣教士。
And when he came, next slide, he saved the life of the king's son, the prince.
因为他是个医生，他救了那个时候的一个王或者是皇帝的儿子。
There was an assassination attempt by the Japanese, and the prince was hurt.
那么是因为日本人想要谋杀这一个王子，他就受到伤害。
And Dr. Allen saved his life.
那么刚才那位医生 Dr. Allen 他救了这个王子的生命。
So the king said, "I want to thank you. What can I do for you?"
他说：“哦，我要谢谢你，我有什么能够帮你做的吗？”
So the missionary said, "I want to build a mission center."
这位宣教士说：“我要修一个宣教中心。”
And the king said, "Your friends are welcome."
他说：“那个皇帝，王就说 ，Yes, 你跟你的朋友，我们都欢迎。”
Next slide. And this man, Mr. Severance, donated generously for a hospital in Korea.
那么这一位先生，他捐了许多的钱在那边修盖医院。
Next slide. And so the Severance Hospital is one of the leading hospitals in Korea right now.
所以这一个医院的名字就用了这位捐款人的名字，是在韩国最大的医院之一。
And they also set up a university in Seoul.
他们也在汉城也开办了大学。
Next slide. And this is where my wife's mother, my mother-in-law, she became a Christian through this university.
这是我的岳母在那个学校里面读书的时候变成了基督徒。
And this single American missionary nurse was the one who brought her to Christ.
这一位就是一个基督徒的一个护士，她领我的岳母归主。
Next slide. Can we skip this next slide? And so if you go to Korea right now, the biggest mega church in the world is in Seoul, Korea.
这个全世界最大的所谓百万人的教会就在韩国。
When Reverend Thomas came to our country, he lost his life.
当汤姆斯牧师到我们国家来做福音的工作的时候，他丧失了他的生命。
But in that river of life, Jesus gave abundant fruit. And look at Korea now.
所以在那一个生命的河里面，耶稣给了许许多多的果子。你只要看见韩国今天基督教的状况，你就懂了。Next
slide. Let me tell you about this missionary, Mr. Calvert.
我这个故事是讲到另外一个宣教士，他的名字叫做Calvert.
Over 150 years ago, he was the first missionary to Fiji Islands.
是150年前，他去Fiji这个地方做宣教士。
Next slide. Who wants to be a missionary to Fiji Islands?
这是Fiji这个地方今天的样子，你愿意去那边做宣教士吗？
It's a beautiful tourist place.
是一个大家度假的地方。
Next slide. But when they first went to that island, it was full of cannibals.
当他们那宣教士去那边的时候，那个岛上是一个食人族吃人的地方。
So after 3 months, they traveled on a ship from England to Fiji Islands.
他们从英国出发，花了3个月的时间到了这个岛。
Next slide. And the captain said, "Are you sure you want to go to those cannibals? Because you die, you'll get eaten up."
他们的船长说，你真的要去吗？你上了岸可能就死掉了，你会被他们吃掉的。
And the missionary said, "Sir, we already died before we came here."
宣教士说，我们来以前，我们已经献上了我们自己的生命。
And they said, "We will go where Jesus leads us."
神所引领之处，我们就必去。
And next slide. They didn't get eaten up.
他们没有被吃掉。
They didn't die.
没有死。
I don't think they liked white meat.
大概那些当地人认为白人的肉可能不好吃。
So they served 18 years.
所以他们在岛上服侍了18年。
And they started over 1,300 churches.
也开始了1,300个教会。
The king of the island became a Christian.
那个岛上的人的王变成了
They trained many missionaries and Christian teachers.
他们训练了许许多多的宣教士跟这个基督徒的老师。
Next slide. And so this is a picture of photo of one of the early churches in that island.
你仔细看的话，后面那个房子是当时的一个教会，是用草做的。
Next slide. So I want to ask you, the Lord is asking you, how deep will you go into the river of life?
上帝在问你，你愿意顺从他，在这个生命之河走到多深的地方？
Do you want to stay ankle deep all the rest of your life?
你是只要让那个水浸到你的脚裸，你可以控制你自己的一生吗？
And you don't care about what's happening in the world.
你不在乎这世界上发生的任何的事情。
Or are you willing to take one step further and further?
而是你愿意一步一步走到水深之处。
And start surrendering your life.
开始让神来掌管你的生命。
So that God can use you.
所以神能够用你。
To bless the nations.
来把神的祝福带到世界各个的国家去。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, you are the Lord of the harvest.
我们在天上的父, 你是那庄稼的主。
This world is your harvest field.
这个世界是你庄稼的地方。
You have brought us to Boston.
你让我们来到Boston。
We're learning how to grow in our faith.
我们在学习怎么样在我们的信心上成长。
But now, you are asking some of us to come in deeper and deeper into the river of life.
我们听到的信息是你要让我们教导我们一步一步更深地走你所引领的道路。
Because you tell us wherever the gospel goes, there's abundant life.
因为你告诉我们说，只要福音所到之处，就有那丰盛的生命。
So we want to surrender ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren.
我们愿意把我们自己，把我们的儿女，把我们的孙辈，通通都奉献在你的面前。
So that they too can go into the river of life to the ends of the earth.
所以他们也能够进入那生命之河，直到地极。
God, I pray that you would fill this church with the Holy Spirit.
神，我恳求你，用你的圣灵充满这个教会。
That there would be bold witnesses for Jesus Christ.
他们有一些有胆量、壮胆的为你做见证的基督徒。
And through their lives, God will be glorified.
因着他们这样所做的生命，让神的名能够得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name, amen.
耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。